Next, stay tuned to Radio Central, 830 WCRN, Worcester.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Attorney General Merrick Garland testifies on Capitol Hill for the first time since former President Trump's criminal indictments and the appointment of a special counsel to investigate the president's son, Hunter.
Congressman Mike Johnson pressed Garland to see if there's been any interference.
Has anyone from the White House provided direction at any time to you personally or to any senior officials at the DOJ regarding how the Hunter Biden investigation was to be carried out?
No.
Garland tells lawmakers he is not the president's lawyer and that his job is to follow the facts and the law.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky says that a UN Security Council session on Russia's war with Ukraine, the council's made less relevant by having the five permanent members with veto power.
Possessed by a few and misused by one. Russia.
Russia tried to have him dropped from the session's agenda today as a non-member. America's listening to Fox News.
The news is brought to you by John the Roofer. The good weather is finally here, and if you are in the market for a new roof for your home, you are no doubt facing outrageous pricing, long waits, and little guarantee that the work will be what you were hoping for. The solution for this problem has been the same for over 50 years. Call John the Roofer, serving all of Massachusetts. They are insured, experienced, and put your needs first. No fancy promotions, just great work at a great price. Residential homes with shingles, flat roofs, metal, standing seam, copper roofs are all welcome at John the Roofer. They all get the same commitment to quality and a company that stands behind their work. Call John the Roofer today and get a free quote, professional service, and results that will stand the test of time. 866-906-ROOF. That's 866-906-ROOF.
Dr. Satya Mitra has journeyed from a childhood of poverty and homelessness to a successful career as a financial advisor, motivational speaker, and community leader. Now inspired by his guru, he uses his experiences to positively affect the lives of underprivileged people. We strive to house our blindness, poverty, homelessness, female empowerment, and good citizenship initiatives within the Joy Guru Humanitarian Center. If you wish to contribute or know of deserving persons or initiatives that could use our assistance, please contact us at 508-641-8441.
Hello, friends. I'm Dr. Tatiana Hamawi of Alpha Omega Direct Primary Care. I'm here for my patients 24/7. I provide easy-to-get appointments, no rush visits, and no surprise billing. Restore your doctor-patient relationship and regain control over your health care. Ready to experience health care like never before? Call 508-753-7700 now or visit aomedical.com for more information about Direct Primary Care, a new model for delivering health care. Alpha Omega Direct Primary Care.
Clearing out the family estate or moving from your home isn't an easy decision, and it's often stressful with a lifetime of memories to sort through. With Caring Transitions on your side, you'll have an experienced, compassionate team to handle every detail, helping you to sell your jewelry, collectibles, and other house content through their online auction service, which reaches thousands of buyers nationwide. They deliver usable items to donation centers and shelters on your behalf. Also provide a final clean out of your house to have it ready to sell, and much more. They'll even sell your home for you, providing a complete turnkey solution. It's safe, it's convenient, and it's affordable. You only pay for the services that you use. Caring Transitions is bonded, they're insured, owned and operated by Worcester native and real estate professional and auctioneer Joe Abasha. You can reach Joe at 508-556-9100 for a no-cost consultation, or you can visit them online at caringtransitionsgw.com.
The following program is sponsored by Frankie Boyer, who is responsible for its content. Before beginning any health or fitness practice, consult your personal physician.
You're heading for a breakdown. Why don't you pull yourself to pieces?
Keeping you healthy from coast to coast, this is the Frankie Boyer Show.
Frankie Boyer Show.
There's some very strange people practicing medicine these days.
This is the Frankie Boyer Show.
It's medically impossible.
Your voice for healthy living.
Hi, everybody. It is Frankie Boyer, WCRN, WADK, and WNKC. And hold your horses, everybody. This is going to be a show that you are not going to want to miss one moment of. Not one moment. Because we have an extraordinary man. Todd Crandell is with us. He is, by the way, the original sober triathlete. Has a new book out. Is passionate about your health, the health of the world. The new book is called Do Not Harm. Do No Harm. Discovering the Truth and the Power Behind a Compassionate Lifestyle. And I am so beyond excited to have you with us. Where would you like to begin this conversation? Can we go back to your days of before you got into where you are today? And because people listening may need to make some better choices for their own life, and we need to talk about recovery.
Well, let me say this, Frankie. It's an honor to be on the show, and any show that starts off with the Rolling Stones Satisfaction song, you know it's going to be good. So I'm ready to go. And yes, if you want to go back to my drug days, we can do that. I would prefer to go back to the trauma that caused my choice to use drugs, because I think that's what a lot of people miss. They don't really understand how a unhealthy lifestyle really takes place.
Yes, that's perfect. Why don't you do that? Go ahead.
So for me, everything fell apart when I was 3.5 years old. My real mother committed suicide from her drug addiction. Her brother, who is obviously my uncle, he also got involved in drugs. He too committed suicide. And then my aunt was suffering from her own trauma and chose food as her self-destructive behavior, and she eventually committed suicide. So three out of four kids all suicided. Now, the obvious question to that is, well, what was going on in that family that led to that? And that's where I believe, as a licensed clinician and my work with Racing for Recovery, is to understand the impact of trauma that is not dealt with clinically, that then people use, you know, drugs, alcohol, food, gambling, whatever, as their coping mechanism. And that's where things really start to fall apart, as it did for me as well.
Wow. Wow. So is it fair to say that the underlying place of unhappiness stems from those early childhood traumas that we've all experienced, some more serious than others?
Yes, I concur with that. And it's not to, you know, we're not here to put, well, this trauma was worse. It's not about that. It's about understanding and relating to the individual and how they felt about their trauma. Because, you know, I've seen people with like the same story, if you will, of trauma, and one copes with it more effectively than the other. That doesn't mean one person is better than the other. It just means they were able to cope more effectively. I don't know if they had a better support system or what have you, but I do believe that unresolved pain, it leads to problems. And even in my own attempts at getting sober back in the day, no one ever asked me, what's wrong, Todd? What's the matter? What do you need? It was always, quit drinking. Don't you understand what you're doing to your friends and family with drinking and drugging? But nobody asked me why I was choosing to drink and drug. And that's what I do as a clinician. Like I said, I want to know what's wrong. How do we provide clinical, educated, and licensed help? But then people understand why they're doing it. They understand the impact of their trauma, and then they can build this new holistic lifestyle that they enjoy living. And that, to me, is how it works.
When did you start racingforrecovery.org?
I started Racing for Recovery in 2001. I had been sober since 1993 after receiving my third drunk driving charge. And for the first 8 years of my recovery, I just started getting my life together. I went back to school. I got an undergrad in business. I started playing hockey to kind of answer some unresolved questions on that level. Got married, started having a family, and ironically, I became a pharmaceutical sales representative. And when I got into Ironman in 1991, our local newspaper ran a story about my life, and the response of that newspaper article was just so overwhelming that I thought, okay, I think I found my life's purpose, which is to do something with my life story, if you will. And that's when I formed Racing for Recovery.
Todd, you are a vegan, correct?
I appreciate that. This is just talking about this, I can hear the listener right now just saying, wow, I can relate to that. I've never heard of a program like this before. It's different than what I've been trying. And I get that a lot. And I just want people to know that there's hope. There's a life out there that is meant to be enjoyed and lived fully. And that's the whole purpose of Racing for Recovery, is to allow people a chance to do so.
You are passionate about food. Tell us the food piece to this story, because most recovery people are, you know, when you go to many meetings, it's about the coffee and the donuts.
Yeah, sorry, I'm chuckling. I just remember going to the traditional support group meetings when I first chose to quit drinking, and they're great. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. However, I think there's more to it, and I've never tasted coffee, and quite honestly, eating a donut is not the healthiest thing for us. I'm not saying that if you have a donut once in a while, you're doomed. However, you know, having a piece of fruit and a couple of miles of walking is going to increase your mind, body, and spirit, where, again, now you're able to cope with life's hardships, because they're going to come. And that's what I found that was different in my path in recovery, was physical fitness and a plant-based nutritional program really enhanced my mind, body, and soul. And I still do it to this day. It's the catalyst of all good things in sobriety.
You also have documentaries. You're an extraordinary man. You've done how many Ironmen have you done?
I've done 111 Ironmans, and I've written 4 books and been the subject of 3 documentaries.
Wow. The new book is out, Do No Harm. We'll talk about the new book. We have so much to talk about, but the best website, raceforrecovery.org, is that the best?
Racingforrecovery.org. Yep, that's the best website.
Racingforrecovery.org. And this is, you will see Todd. You also do a podcast, correct?
Our podcast is called Ignite Euphoria, yes.
I am so beyond excited to have Todd here. And you know, I have to say that as we are closing in on the end of the 10-day period in the Jewish religion of the new year, the Book of Life is sealed on Yom Kippur, Day of Atonement, which is coming up this weekend on Sunday night and Monday. And we pray for forgiveness, new beginnings, new opportunities. And it's not a coincidence that I booked Todd on the show. So we are going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk more about how do we get off the sofa? How do we get back into the life that we want? How do we create the joy? How do we have gratitude back in our hearts? Because there's so much to talk about with Todd. And we will do that in a moment. I'm Frankie Boyer. He is Todd Crandell. His website is racingforrecovery.org. The new book is out called Do No Harm. This is Frankie Boyer, WCRN, WADK, and WNKC. Stay tuned. ¶¶
say what nobody wants to say. Sex is just not the same as we get older. Nitric oxide is naturally made in your body and helps increase blood flow and overall circulation, which is crucial for a healthy sex life. Berkeley Life Nitric Oxide Supplements. Formula mimics a leafy green diet, which provides the essential nutrients needed to produce nitric oxide in the body, all in two easy capsules. Get 20% off Berkeley Life. Call 844-517-1327 and use coupon code FB20. Call 844-517-1327 and use the code FB20 to get 20% off your first order of Berkeley Life. Don't let aging slow you down. Try Berkeley Life Nitric Oxide Supplements and get back on track in the bedroom.
If you're a big sports fan like me, sometimes the best part about watching a football game are the pre- and post-game shows. Well, it's the same for probiotics. The most important part of probiotics are the prebiotics and postbiotics that come along. Not all probiotics have this superior combination. That's why I only buy Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. You see, prebiotics feed the probiotic colonies in your intestines, and postbiotics are the organic nutrients produced by Dr. O'Hara's 3-year fermentation process that become the foundation for long-term colonization of the good bacteria in your body. This is so important. No other probiotic formula has this. As I get older, I want to protect my health the best I can and use only the best supplements that are available. So, score a touchdown for your health. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics today.
Touchdown!
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at natural health retailers and online. Don't accept a substitute.
Stop breathing right now. No, really, hold your breath. This is how it feels when you're stuffed up due to colds, flu, pollen, dander, post-nasal drip, or any other reason. That's when you need clear saline nasal spray, the only spray with the power of xylitol. That simple saline solution you're using is only doing half the job. It's just rinsing. In multiple research studies, xylitol has been shown to reduce bacterial adhesion and help keep your nose moist and clean much longer than saline alone, making Clear more effective at washing away that nasty gunk in your nose. Clear is so powerful, it's been granted over 11 patents. So step up from that wimpy saline spray to something that actually works faster and better at getting you the relief you need to start breathing now. And if your doctor isn't talking to you about Clear for your congestion, maybe you need to get a new doctor. You don't just rinse your hands. Why would you just rinse your nose? Clear saline nasal spray with xylitol.
Available at Vitamin Shoppe, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, as well as Amazon.com. For a complete list of retailers, visit clear.com. That's XLEAR.com.
Now the Frankie Boyer Show continues. Once again, here's your host, Frankie Boyer.
And welcome back, everybody. WCRN, WADK, and WNKC. And I'm so excited to have Todd back with us. And Todd Crandell, welcome back. Racing for Recovery. The new book is Do No Harm. And tell us about the new book, Do No Harm.
Well, the new book, Do No Harm, is a 550-page Bible, if you will, or educational novel on factual information on the benefits of eating plants on our bodies, our environment, and innocent sentient beings. And I became I don't like using the V word, vegan, but I changed to a plant-based lifestyle, and I have to give thanks to my daughter, Madison, who for years tried to get me to allow her to have a pet pig in our house. And as any good dad, I said to her one day, well, if you can ever find a pig, sure, we can have one. And lo and behold, she found this little cute potbelly pig, and we named him Milo. And he changed my life. I started looking at him as a living, breathing thing, like a dog or a cat, and I said, why would anybody be eating these things? And it just allowed me the opportunity to start learning about the benefits of eating plants, and lo and behold, I wrote a book about it.
I'm so thrilled about your book. And this book, though, is about a holistic lifestyle. And this is, you know, one of the biggest missing pieces. And one of the reasons why I have never accepted pharmaceutical money on this radio show is because I need to share the truth. And the truth is that food heals. We as Americans are looking for a shot, a pill. That's not the answer. The answer lies in how you live your life on a daily basis. How are you living your life with the power of intention, with the fact that we should all have respect and dignity for one another. And it doesn't happen in this world, but if each and every one of us could let the next guy that wants to cut in traffic instead of screaming at them and blowing their horn, or instead of picking up that donut, passing on it, and looking at what it is that I'm creating with my body and how I'm eating. And I love that you're doing that, Todd.
Frankie, you are a breath of fresh air to listen to. You mentioned the pharmaceutical world. Little known fact that is in do no harm. 85% of all pharmaceuticals go to keeping livestock, quote, healthy, end quote. 85%.
That's right.
So, and it's right. Just, it's mind-boggling. You know, we have 30,000 miles of U.S. rivers that are completely destroyed from, you know, pig manure. And I love the energy that you have about health and wellness. Everybody wants to be healthy, but are we doing the things that it takes to be healthy? And unfortunately, we're not. As you said it very eloquently, it does not come from a pill or a shot. It is a lifestyle, and that's what I am all about.
This is so important. It's my passion. It's your passion. So let's talk about step one. How do people listening to this show begin afresh and anew?
I want the listener right now to just simply ask themselves a question and be honest with themselves and say, am I truly happy with my life right now? If you are, awesome. Why are you happy? And I hope it includes the things we're talking about, exercise, you know, spirituality of whatever you choose, and healthy food. If you're not, that's okay, because you now can make a choice to change that. And it starts with the power of the mind. The mind is an absolutely magnificent tool that we can use to destroy ourselves and our world, or we can use it to empower ourselves to be not only our best, but our best for the world. And it's a choice. Which one do we want to do? But we really have to get it down to an honest gut level and say, am I happy? And if I'm not, what am I willing to do to change that? And that is where it starts.
You know, I think if people understood what happens to the chickens, to the meat, when they go into that fast food restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not talking farm to table, and I'm not talking about organics, but I'm talking about the amount of pesticides that are being used in the grasses that many of the cattle are on, the antibiotics that are being injected into them, the other medications to keep them well. So they're, you know, it goes on and on and on. It's actually disgusting. And my question to you, Todd, is why are we not seeing more reform about this? Why are we not understanding the bigger picture here? Because you know, and I know that if people got rid of these toxins and these chemicals out of their food, that they would be living longer and feel better.
Well, Frankie, we're getting into it, and I know you're going to appreciate me speaking honestly, and because I do, and I'm going to answer your questions on an honest level. There's no money in health. Okay, that's the problem. There's money in sickness. There isn't any money in health, but there's productivity in health. Our mindset at looking at this is backwards, you know. And you mentioned the chickens and stuff. Not a few years ago, not too far back in history, we had women that couldn't vote, and we had slavery, and we used to think that is normal. And now we look back and think, what in the world were we thinking? And I know someday we're going to look back on our food and say the same thing. How can we as a society say we love animals and we're petting our dog and then eating a pig? Or petting our cat and eating a chicken? That's an oxymoron. Everything now, and I love it. You know, we're talking
about quality. I agree.
I absolutely agree. One more thing on that. I just wanted to say we're focused, and I love this, in 2023 on equality of, you know, religions and sexual things and whatever. It's all about equality and letting people live. But yet we're not doing it with the most important thing, and that's what we're putting in our bodies. And I just want to see this topic be applied with the mindset that we're doing it in other areas.
When did Do No Harm come out?
We released Do No Harm about 3 months ago, I believe. It's recent. You know, it's on Amazon and it's on racingforrecovery.org, but it's just recently out there.
And Todd, you are so passionate about whole person living. So when you look at the pie of life, how big a piece is the food in your pie?
Well, as long as it's a vegan pie that we're talking about, I would say initially the first piece of pie has to be nutrition. Nutrition and I'll put exercise as the second piece. Those two pieces need to be done first, preferably the exercise, then you choose to eat healthy, and then the other pieces of the pie are enhanced. That's how I live each and every day. I exercise, I eat plants, and then the rest of my day and those pieces of pie, they run very smoothly.
Nice. The new book is out. Todd has created empowering opportunities for everybody. And I want to talk a little bit about someone who happens to be in recovery or wanting to get into recovery, and you have some wonderful, wonderful opportunities on your website, The website is racingforrecovery.org, and you have tremendous resources that you make available for people, correct?
Correct. We mentioned earlier, this is my fourth book that just got released. We have three documentaries and then our podcast, Ignite Euphoria, along with a live stream support group meeting. So there's a plethora of resources to help people implement this healthy lifestyle.
Wow. How many people are on that meeting? I can only imagine.
You know, COVID's kind of dampened the numbers a little bit. It's starting to pick back up, but we used to, you know, we'd have 150 people in-house and then a few thousand that would watch, you know, every Thursday night at 6:30 on our Facebook page. So we're getting it going again.
Awesome. We have to get ready for a break, but we will be back. He's here for the full hour. And I am so delighted to have Todd Crandell with us. Do No Harm, racingforrecovery.org. I'm Frankie Boyer. This is WCRN, WADK, and WNKC. We're going to take a quick break and be back in just a moment. And he gives you the truth about sobriety, and he is the original sober triathlete. And we'll be back in a moment.
Live and local radio than anywhere on the dial. Only on Radio Central, 830 WCRN, Worcester.
Time now for the forecast from the Boston Independence Group Weather Center. Call Jerry Doherty today at 877-772-1776. Retirement is within reach.
I'm meteorologist Sherry Spear, and here's the latest Boston 25 weather on Radio 830 WCRN. We are in for sunshine from start to finish today. We've got some lighter winds as well with high temperatures in the lower 70s. Now, these are totally normal temperatures for mid-September. This is how it should feel in fall. And with this low humidity just sealing the deal on a perfect forecast, we've got very similar weather on tap for Thursday and Friday as well. Over the weekend, we are watching rain chances. I'm meteorologist Sherry Spear, and you can hear Boston 25 live for the Morning Drive weekdays on AM 830 WCRN.
Shop local and listen local. Live and local radio every day on Radio Central, 830 WCRN.
Providing quality coffee shows that a company cares about their employees and customers. No one cares more about quality and keeping customers happy than Good as Gold Coffee Service. For over 45 years, Good as Gold has been privileged to be the preferred coffee supplier of some of the area's finest businesses. Isn't it time for you to make Good as Gold your coffee service? Whether you enjoy freshly roasted coffee beans, pre-measured packs, or single cup solutions, Good as Gold Coffee has the perfect solution for every size business. Call Good as Gold Coffee today at 1-800-322-0439 or visit them on the web at goodasgold.com. Good as Gold, proud to be your family-owned coffee connection. Whether it's the latest news, sports, and weather, Howie Carr in the afternoon, or North Star music at night, listening to full-service radio 830 WCRN has never been easier. Just log on to WCRNradio.com. Listening to the Frankie Boyer Show. Once again, here's your host, Frankie Boyer.
Welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer, WCRN, WADK, and WNKC, and Todd Crandell is with us. And Todd, Do No Harm is your fourth book. You are involved in documentaries. You have the podcast. You have the Thursday night group. Let's talk about How would someone listening know if they are addicted to food, alcohol, gambling, drugs?
That's a great question, and people know. You know, when I get asked this question, my response is, if you're asking a question, you know you have a problem. They're just not at the point where they're ready to make that commitment for change, but they're very close. Because if you don't think you're having a problem, why would you even ask if there is one? And I say that because I used to do that to myself. And I see that in a lot of the clients that I serve. You know, when you're asking, hey, do you think that this is a problem? You already know there's a problem. And you're, like I said, you're on the cusp of really making some life-enhancing changes.
I always used to say, I was way back when I was once an alcoholism counselor, and I was very, very young. It was another lifetime ago. But we used to say, if you count the number of drinks, if you count the number of drinks, your drinks are already controlling you.
That's good. I like that. I might have to use that one sometime, but you're right. Absolutely.
You know, it's just the way it is.
That's right. It's almost like I don't question getting up and exercising and eating right and being spiritual and wanting to learn more and being a kind person. I don't question that. It's what I do. If I was questioning it, it's kind of like, well, why are you questioning something that you already know? And that's the same as I said with addiction. When we're questioning it, we already know it's a problem. We're not quite there ready to make that change, but we're close.
Right. Todd, talk to us about movement.
Movement is everything. There's a documentary on Netflix about people who live to be over 100. And one of the things that they were talking about is the importance of just movement. They did a study on the Japanese culture, and we're talking about how most Japanese, they sit on the floor. So in essence, they are doing up to 30 squats a day with just getting up from the floor, which uses a lot of core muscles, not sitting in a lazy boy all day. And simple movement is the catalyst to then getting the mind going after the body's moving, which enhances the mood and the energy. And it's like igniting or starting a car. You start the car and put it in drive, and away you go. And movement is essential to overall wellness, without question. It's the first thing I did on my first day of sobriety. I did push-ups, and I drank smoothies, and I did that again today. That's how every good day starts, with those two things: movement and eating plan.
Right. Right.
And how much does that cost us? Nothing. There's no money involved in going for a run or walking down the street or doing some push-ups or some yoga. There's no money in that. It doesn't cost anything, but you're giving yourself
right.
Everything.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So critical. It's so important. And Todd, you are a perfect example, and you've got a lot of sobriety behind you and under your belt, years and decades of sobriety. You did it one moment at a time, one step at a time. And I want people to hear that. It's overwhelming. If you know, when I first gave up sugar and when I started eating mostly plant-based foods, and I am a lacto-ovo vegetarian, but mostly at this point in my life, I really try to be vegan many, many days. I have to share with all of you, you develop new taste buds so that you can accept. And you all know I make the most amazing foods. I am an alchemist in the kitchen. I am here to tell you that your foods can be delicious and nutritious and healthy without animal protein. I make a vegan cookie for a friend of mine with olive oil and coconut oil. I don't use sugar. I use almond flour. I mean, it is an absolutely killer cookie, and it's wonderful. It's absolutely wonderful. So, but your taste buds change, and you adapt, and you learn to really and truly enjoy that steamed cauliflower. I always say that, because that to me, when you are steaming cauliflower for the first time, oh my gosh, it is heaven, heaven, heaven.
I love it. You're right. I love how you said plant-based protein, right? But one of the questions,
yes,
the standard question that people ask, well, where do you get your protein? And my answer is the same place an animal does, a plant, right? Why? You know, look at, I'll use some references from my drug days. If I had a choice to buy my cocaine from the dealer that had pure cocaine or the dealer that it was cut with all kinds of whatever, the obvious choice is I'm going to go where the purest form of cocaine is. Why are we not doing that with our protein? Why go to a second source, which is an animal that we're killing to then hope we're getting proper protein, and then as we discussed, we're getting a bunch of pharmaceuticals with it. Go to where the animal gets their protein from, a plant. It's just common sense.
Oh, my gosh, it really is. And I want people to know that you didn't just wake up and do this. You've been working for decades. You've been working and educating all of us about this mission. And you're guiding us with your racingforrecovery.org website with all of the resources there. But you say it's prevention through healthy lifestyle. That's what it is.
Frankie, I really appreciate you making this comment and asking a question. This is 30 years in the making. When I first chose to quit drinking, it's not like somebody rang the doorbell and handed me everything that I have in my life today. It took a lot of hard work. I'm not saying it's been easy. It hasn't been easy. It's been extremely difficult, as any person who's accomplished some things in their life knows. But that's the beauty of it. Overcoming adversity brings the opportunity to fully embrace success. And I'm back to the two things that helped me embrace adversity, and that is exercise and eating plants. And it's that simple, but you're right. Consistency, dedication, perseverance. These are the qualities that come from a powerful mindset that will allow us to get to a level that we never thought was possible. And that's the Racing for Recovery slogan.
So many doctors have shared, and many very smart clinicians, smarter than me, have said that if you want your mood to change, stop feeding your body crap. Dr. Abram Hoffer, who you hear me talk about all the time on this show, and the late Dr. Abram Hoffer, and of course Dr. Andy Saul when he was on. He was one of the few natural psychiatrists. And guess who his famous client, he had many famous clients, but one of them was Bill W., the founder of AA. And when Bill W. went to Dr. Abram Hoffer told him to get rid of the crap. And he knew exactly what that meant. Everyone knows what that means.
He's right.
And that depression that Bill W. had was taken care of by changing his diet, radically changing his diet, and putting niacin back into his life and vitamins and nutrients. So simple.
Let's talk further on this after the break, right? This is beautiful.
Yes, and I have to say that we have Richard Pollack on from NRC, who created this extraordinary company talking about vitamin C and the power of vitamin C. And he was a little boy when his grandfather, who was best friends with Dr. Abram Hoffer, how lucky for him, took him. And he was told the same thing as a little boy. They wanted to put him on ADHD medicine. And his grandfather said, just get rid of the crap out of your diet. You know what I'm talking about. And the little Richard back then shook his head and said, yes. And he never got on those drugs. Racingforrecovery.org. Do No Harm is the book. Todd Crandell will be back in just a moment. I'm Frankie Boyer. This is WCRN, WADK, and WNKC.
Your kitchen, you remodel your bathroom. Now remodel your gut. That's right, your gut. Any successful remodel job requires workers to show up with the necessary tools and ready to work. Well, it's just like that with probiotics. They need to come with prebiotics to encourage growth, as well as postbiotics to nourish the gut. And Dr. O'Hara's probiotics do just that. Dr. O'Hara's is the only probiotic capsule that contains a rich nutritional prebiotic, along with a full spectrum of 12 selected probiotic strains and naturally derived postbiotics. During a three-year fermentation process, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics create healthy, organic nutrients and the diversity of flora that are necessary for long-term digestive health. So remodel your gut today with the right workers. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics online, as well as Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and natural health retailers nationwide today.
At Essential Formulas, we provide the immune essentials for your family's health this winter. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics and RegActive. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is recognized as a worldwide leader in probiotic digestive health. Since 70% of your immune cells reside in your gut, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics have an impressive effect on immune health too. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics contain over 500 postbiotic metabolites shown to help support immune function. Certified vegetarian, free of gluten, dairy, and GMOs, a powerful immune option. RegActive formulas help boost levels of glutathione, the body's most essential antioxidant, which decreases as we age. Maintaining glutathione levels is key in overall health protection. Be proactive about your immune health. Look for Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics and RegActive at natural health retailers and online today.
Mom, can I have some Spry?
Sure, honey.
Thanks, Mom.
You know what that is? That's the sound of my child thanking me for giving her something that's actually good for her teeth. Spry Gum is part of the Spry Dental Defense System, a complete line of oral care products made with 100% xylitol, the all-natural sweetener with proven dental benefits. So when we're at home, my whole family uses Spry toothpaste and mouthwash to help strengthen our teeth and reduce the risk of tooth decay. And when we're on the go, I just throw some Spry Gum and mints right into my bag. My kids love it, and I love that it's all natural. No sugar, no aspartame, or any other chemicals. Just think of that. I reward my kids for taking care of their teeth at home by giving them gum and mints on the go that are good for their teeth. Visit SpryDental.com or ask for Spry by name at your local health food store. You can also ask your dentist about Spry and make sure your mouth is receiving all the benefits of 100% xylitol products.
At Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts, Kroger, and most natural product retailers. Find a retailer near you at clear.com.
Now, the Frankie Boyer Show continues. Once again, here's your host, Frankie Boyer.
And I have to tell you, I have enjoyed so much our time with Todd Crandell today, the original silver triathlete. And he does a podcast. The new book is Do No Harm. He is a passionate advocate for holistic, healthy living. And home is where? Where is home?
Home is in Toledo, Ohio.
Okay. And if you could talk a little bit about the late Dr. Abram Hoffer and Bill W., because I think it's such an important story.
Yeah, you were mentioning this before we went to break. A lot of people don't know this, but the prescribing modalities, if you will, for alcoholism and depression were vitamin C and niacin. But when this affliction, if you will, got labeled a disease by the AMA, everything changed because once again, there was money in it. When the original concept was what we're talking about today, health. And the best form of health. So you don't treat depression with, you know, a medication, you know, and I'm licensed to diagnose, I can't prescribe, but the prescription should just be the natural modalities of doing things, exercise and proper nutrition. Now, I understand that when you get to a certain point with major depressive disorder, yes, medication are applicable. I'm not saying never use a medication, but I am saying natural modalities can do wonders, and we need to give them a try first.
Absolutely. Absolutely. How often are you eating as someone who does triathlons all the time?
It's a good question. For example, today I didn't run. I did 250 push-ups, and I did yoga for about a half an hour. And where are we at? 3 o'clock today, and I've eaten a smoothie, and then I had some wheat toast with avocado and water, and that's what I've had. And then I had some chickpeas and a couple vegetables with it, and I'm fine. You know, eating more often but lesser portions is another thing that people need to understand. But it's not an expensive way to get your nutrition, but it's the most effective way to get our nutrition. Smaller portions of plants does the body and the mind a good thing.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And your favorite snack food is?
I'm going to have to go back to a smoothie. You know, I'm pretty simple with what I eat, but my favorite snack is just a good old-fashioned smoothie with, you know, vegan protein powder, some berries of your choice, throw in some vegetables, if you will. Racing for Recovery has our own personal vegan chef. So when I'm back in town, I'm fortunate enough to have some juices with all kinds of vegetables and fruits and so forth. But, yeah, I'll stick to the smoothies as my favorite meal for sure.
Todd, you have created this this opportunity for people to try to understand healthy living, fitness, health, sobriety, and every day. Your mission includes ongoing support for those recovering as well as their loved ones. You remain active in the centers. Is the center open daily? It's a rehab or
yes.
No?
Yes, I call it a lifestyle building center. Yes, we're open 7 days a week. We have a variety of educational clinical groups that we offer. We are the first program to offer support groups for both families and their loved ones who are battling self-harm of any kind. You could exchange drugs with food or what have you. And we're also the first program to deliver that unique support group meeting format in a live stream that's every Thursday night on the Racing for Recovery Facebook and YouTube pages, where people can tune in for free. They can interact with a live chat that we have, and they can hear people basically getting their lives together in an innovative format that is really making a difference on the recovery community. And I'm thankful for it and everybody who's involved in it.
And where is this lifestyle center?
It's in Holland, Ohio, just south of Toledo.
Okay.
And we have about 80 people that reside with us. We provide recovery housing as well. So we're doing a lot just to help people get back on their feet, because a lot of people that we're serving, they're coming in with just a trash bag full of whatever their belongings are. So people are really starting from absolutely nothing. But we have a lot of our former clients who are now employed by Racing for Recovery and giving back to what has been graciously giving to them. And I think that's what we're all here on earth to do.
Yes. Is the center for men and women or just men?
Men and women. We don't discriminate
awesome.
Against any sexual orientation or, you know, ethnicity or any of that stuff. Anybody is welcome. We just want to help.
And what do you think is the biggest problem in people understanding so simple, the movement, the food piece? I don't get it. I mean, I've been talking about this for so many years, but we've been talking a lot lately about water. We don't even realize how dehydrated we are as a country.
Yeah, if you, and you kind of are, you're asking me what's missing. I feel we're not looking at the problem effectively. We talked about this earlier. People need to understand we have emotional, hurting, kind people who just need some proper guidance. That's our problem. When we say we've got an opioid epidemic, that is the result of emotional issues that aren't getting healed. When we say we have an obesity problem, that is a result of emotional issues that aren't being properly dealt with. So we have to deal with the problem, not the result of the problem. Because we keep saying the same thing. When people aren't feeling well, they are likely to choose things that aren't healthy for them as coping mechanisms because they just don't know what to do. And that's what the work that I'm doing as a clinician and through Racing for Recovery is to help people understand that trauma, give them clinical help where they enjoy living a balanced, holistic lifestyle. That's the game changer in this, without question.
This is so important. But I want, even if you're not, if you're listening and you're saying, yeah, but I'm not in recovery and I'm not an alcoholic. No, but you're eating foods that have deleterious effects to your health. And we're not understanding the movement piece. We're not understanding the gratitude piece. We're not understanding the joyful piece. That we all deserve to have joy, that we need self-care, and it begins within each and every one of us.
You know, Frankie, one of the biggest compliments that I get is exactly what you're talking about. People will come to us or read our books, not because they had a drug or alcohol problem, but they're looking for a healthier way to live. And that's exactly it. People want to feel good. They have a desire to. They don't know really how to. And it's not that difficult, really, to implement this lifestyle that we're talking about.
No, it really isn't. It really isn't. Your book, Do No Harm, you blow the whistle on how corrupt and disgusting the meat industry, the chicken industry, the pork industry, how all of it is. It is pretty gross. Pretty, pretty gross. Your new book is out. I am so grateful for your new book, Do No Harm. RacingForRecovery.org is the website, and you can catch everything about Danny on his website. And Danny, you have to come back. This was an absolute delight and treat having you with us today. Your wisdom and your experience has just been fabulous.
Thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it.
It's our pleasure. And I want to just say that I wish everyone a safe fast if you are fasting, and happy, healthy new year. May it be a sweet year for everyone. New beginnings are available. You just have to set the intention and create 1 minute at a time. This is Frankie Boyer for WCRN, WADK, and WNKC. Thanks for listening. Make it a great day and smile!
Maybe ever so near. And if you smile through your fears and sorrow, smile. And maybe tomorrow you'll see that life is still worthwhile. If you just smile.
You've been listening to the Frankie Boyer Show and your host, Frankie Boyer.
Live and and local radio than anywhere on